Bill O'Reilly here. It's Monday, April 29th, 2019. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The American economy roaring in the first quarter of 19. A lone gunman unleashing yet another despicable act of hate. Former Vice President Biden making a splash in the 2020 race for the White House. And Marvel's latest Avengers sequel obliterating every single box office record in history. Also coming up, my message of the day on the election of 2020. But first, it's all about money. The American economy continues to defy expectations and reaches new heights under President Trump in the first quarter of 2019, growing 3.2%. Top economists from across the country peg the nation's GDP to be at 2.5% in the weeks leading up to the report. The robust situation, a stark turnaround from the last quarter of the Obama administration, when GDP grew just 1.9%. Horror in Southern California, where a lone gunman opened fire during a Passover service at a synagogue outside of San Diego. The 19-year-old shooter killed 60-year-old Lori Kay and injured three others during the rampage, before members of the congregation itself courageously chased the assailant from the premises. Suspect now in custody facing a murder charge. On the campaign trail, Joe Biden making news, ending months of speculation and officially jumping into the 2020 race for the White House. Biden, the Democratic frontrunner in recent polling, faces fellow candidates that have openly embraced far-left policies in recent years, including Medicare for All and the Green New Deal. Biden will be attacked by radicals inside his own party. So this should be interesting. And good news for fans of Disney and Marvel Comics over the weekend, the Avengers franchise obliterating box office records across the world. The film Avengers Endgame took in a stunning, and I mean that stunning, $1.2 billion. During its first 5 days in the theaters. The movie earned $350 million in the USA alone and $859 million overseas. The massive haul shatters the previous record for the highest weekend total of nearly $650 million set by Avengers Infinity War just last year. Coming up, my message of the day on the presidential race. But first, many financial experts believe we're in a hidden recession, and make no mistake, they're worried. Some of these experts work for the largest banks in the country, names you'd surely recognize. It is important to think about ways to protect your family and your finances. Many Americans are turning to physical gold and silver to protect their retirement accounts and life savings. And a relatively new law allows you to own physical gold and silver as part of your IRA. To get you started, the Hartford Gold Group is gifting a free silver coin to all of my radio listeners. If you are listening right now, you can get this free silver coin from the Hartford Gold Group. No purchase necessary. All you have to do is call 855-512-1990. That's 855-512-1990. Give them a call or text to claim your free silver coin for a limited time. 855-512-1990. Call or text today. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com. Use promo code Bill at checkout. So here is the O'Reilly Update message of the day. With the entry of Vice President Biden into the 2020 presidential sweepstakes, you now have 19, some say 20, Democratic candidates trying to unseat President Trump. With the latest good news in the economy, Donald Trump has an advantage over his Democratic opponents. Many Americans vote their wallets. It is true that President Trump's tenure has been controversial. There's no question about that. And many do not like his personality. He is brash. He exaggerates. And sometimes he goes out of his way to be nasty. So the Democratic opponents must find a way to get President Trump out of office, but at the same time, not destroy an American economy that is benefiting millions of us. That is not going to be easy, especially because the press, which generally despises Donald Trump, is moving further and further left, taking the Democratic Party with it. So we all know about the Green New Deal. And recent polling shows that most Americans think it's lunacy. Banning air travel? Demanding that American citizens not eat cheeseburgers? This is crazy stuff. And President Trump will capitalize on it. I expect the election of 2020 to be the most vicious in American history because the administration of Donald Trump has been under attack, investigation, siege, whatever word you want to apply, since the man took the oath of office. Now, you may know that I am writing a book called The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America. This book will be out in September, and it is a history of Donald Trump. It is not pro-Trump. It is not anti-Trump. It is basically the fact. And the facts are that the United States press has reported negatively on Donald Trump about 90% of the time. Ordinarily, that would kill any political candidate's chances of re-election, but not this time, because the American public knows the media despises Donald Trump. The Democrats would be very wise to put forth two or three policies that would benefit Americans. The healthcare situation is brutal for working people. Bernie Sanders says he's going to give everybody free healthcare run by the government. Well, how is that going to work financially? The country already has $22 trillion of debt. And if you run up catastrophic debt, as Senator Sanders apparently wants to do, the economy will collapse. The American dollar will collapse. And there will be a depression, not a recession, a depression in the United States. So these are the kinds of things that Americans have to pay attention to. It sounds good. Medicare for all, free Medicare care. Government will take care of you. And then they'll educate you, free college. It all sounds good. Free sounds good. But if it destroys the most powerful country on earth, then it's not good. That's obvious. Now, on Donald Trump's front, the president needs to rein it in a bit. He's president. The Mueller report exonerated him of anything illegal. So the battle now shifts to policy, not personal, Mr. President. We'll have more in a moment. Bill O'Reilly here. It takes vision and intelligence to protect yourself and your family in this very complicated world. And that's why I'm happy to tell you about a company I recommend, Wise Foods. Freeze-dried food is a modern-day miracle. It tastes good, is healthy, and get this, can be stored for up to 25 years. During Superstorm Sandy, I lost power for 7 days. All my refrigerated food done, but not my food supply from Wise. Please visit wisefoodstorage.com/bill. And explore their starter kits and long-term emergency food options. They're even offering free shipping plus a big discount of 25% off for my listeners. So please go to wisefoodstorage.com/bill. That's me. wisefoodstorage.com/bill. Or you can call 855-269-0501.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
The O'Reilly Update continues on national radio, and here's something you might not know. The actor-director Clint Eastwood will be 89 years old in May. 89. Movies that he has been associated with, either acting or directing, have grossed $2.7 billion, making Clint Eastwood the most successful movie person in history. So happy birthday, Clint. You're going to be 89, and what are you going to do? Another movie. This one on Richard Jewell. Do you remember Richard Jewell? He was a security guard in Atlanta in 1996 when there was an awful terror bombing at the Summer Olympics. Remember that? Mr. Jewell found the bomb, alerted authorities, and saved lives. Yet the FBI, after praising him initially, then turned him into a suspect, ruining Richard Jewell's life. It's a compelling story. And Clint Eastwood will tell it, directing the movie again at age 89. His last film, The Mule, was excellent, in my opinion. A very interesting movie to watch, and he carried it. Now, Mr. Eastwood will not be acting in the Richard Jewell film, just directing. It will start shooting next month in Atlanta. Some fun facts about Clint Eastwood. His first movie was in 1955. He had a bit part in Revenge of the Creature, a sequel to The Creature from the Black Lagoon. Clint Eastwood is a former pool digger. He doesn't have formal acting training. He built his way up and then formed his own production company, Malpazzo, which has produced most of his films. Of course, he's iconic for the spaghetti westerns, where he learned the movie trade under director Sergio Leone. And then another fabulous director, Don Siegel, put him in the Dirty Harry movies. At this point, Clint Eastwood is an American icon, and you'll remember him supporting Mitt Romney by making fun of Barack Obama at the Republican convention. All in all, a career that is for the ages. Clint Eastwood, an American icon. We'll be right back. Bill O'Reilly here. The housing market is on fire all over America, and with interest rates falling, it's a great time to sell your home. If you want to sell or buy, the competition is going to be fierce, so you need a great real estate agent to help you. You know my friend Glenn Beck. He started the service realestateagentsitrust.com as a way to make sure you get connected with agents who are successful, ambitious, like-minded, and eager to help you with your biggest investment. These are agents with a long track record of performance. There are no part-time or inexperienced agents in Beck's network. Market value for your home cannot be done by algorithm. It takes years of expertise to evaluate your market and to price your home to sell quickly for top dollar. These agents are experts in your town, and they do business like you with your values. So get moving today with realestateagentsitrust.com, realestateagentsitrust.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Bill O'Reilly. For more news and commentary, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. And please don't forget to check out my new book, Killing the SS. Remember, we are always looking out for you.